the gym to strengthen your muscles. You use the latest smartphone apps to strengthen your brain. Now, it's time to strengthen your spiritual core. Why? You are awakening. The true core self is alive within us now and breaking through the ego's shell of everything we believed we were. Learning how to be and live from our core self is essential now. But how? How do we live in this new way when our core spiritual muscles are so new and unused and the old ego muscles are so strong and habitual? Join spiritual embodiment coach and trainer Ambu Jamrose as she explains this mass awakening and how to navigate it, tunes into the audience's shared life themes for direct teachings, and takes your calls for personal spiritual core strength training. Now, here's your host, Ambu Jamrose.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Spiritual Embodiment Training Show. I am your host, Ambu Jamrose. You're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, broadcasting here at 1510 AM, WMEX Boston, heard every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can also tune into my show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Monday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern. To learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvisions7radio.com. So welcome to my second show. My first show was 3 weeks ago, and it's so good to be back, and it's so good to be with you. And I just want to go over a few more things about my show, and you know, for some of you, you may have heard this before, but I'd like to just really talk about the intention for this show. And my intention for this show is to really help you understand this inner crazy process that is happening, this awakening, and to gather intentional listeners like you to build the largest healing container possible. Because when we all come together with the intention for self-awareness and understanding and healing, that energy in each of us joins together and creates this, we could say, like this huge grid of that invites just grace and healing and assistance for you. So the more people that we can gather together, the more we can heal, the more information that we can connect to. And also, you know, you can come here every third Sunday to know you are not alone in what you're experiencing. So many people hear me talk and they're like, oh, I thought I was the only one going crazy. And like, no, you are not. It's actually normal. You know, this show, it's about you, your awakening, what you are going through. So when you call in, the show thrives on your calls. The deepest detail you can give about your life, you know, as comfortable as you feel, because there's many other people here listening to you, that can help bring in the information to help you better understand you and cross those inner thresholds that are super scary and to help you strengthen who you really are, to strengthen your spiritual core. And I just want to give you those phone numbers so you can call now and get in the queue. And they are, the local number is 617-237-1234. That's 617-237-1234. And then we have an 866 number. It's 866-338-9663. 866-338-9663. So my intention for the shows from after today, following, is to really fill up the entire shows with your phone calls. And I will be talking about a topic, but I would actually like to talk the least amount and to have you call in what's going on with you, because that'll provide actually the most information. And it's very rare in my work that when answers are given, there is not healing energy that comes through. So every time that there is a question and there's an answer, there's healing coming through to help bridge you into that information. And a lot of times, because we're in a group like this, the answers are beneficial for everybody, because what you're going through is very similar to what others are going through. And so it's so helpful when you can share your experience. And again, I just want to give you those numbers again. It's 617-237-1234 and 866-338-9663. 9663. So I want to now jump into our topic for today and our spiritual exercise for the day. So the topic, as you might have read on dreamvision7radio.com, is why is all my stuff up all the time? And why is awakening synonymous with this? So what is normal, we want to call it now, is the depths of emotions, the depths of our issues are in our face basically 24 hours a day. And why this is happening is because we are awakening. So I'm going to describe awakening a little bit, and then I'm going to talk about why this is creating all your stuff to be up. And then we're going to go into an exercise of how to help you with all of this, okay? So, awakening, spiritual awakening, you know, what is it? Okay, the answer is actually simple. The process, however, is not, okay? So the answer is this. Inside of you, deep in your core of who you really are, it's not your personality, it's not your feelings, it's not your thoughts, it's not your situations, it's not even your preferences, okay? Behind, we could say, all of that is your true nature, your true self. And that true self of who you really are can really only be felt. It can't really be talked about, which is the challenging part about all of this. There's a Zen saying that says something like, it's the finger pointing to the moon, but the finger is not the moon. So all the words that I'm using are pointers to the truth, okay, the pointers to your true self, but it's really hard to actually quantify what the true self is. So the true self, again, can really truly be felt within you. It can be known, we could say, in your divine intelligence, but not in your mind, not in your thinking mind. So this true self, your true essence, is what is now breaking through your personality, your feelings, your emotions, your situations. It's like taking over your entire life. And again, this started as, we could say, a hole for everybody in about 2012 is when it really started kicking off. So this is happening to everybody. It's not about, quote, being on the path. Everybody is now on the path, whether they like it or not. This awakening, this true self that's breaking through everything, therefore is changing our entire life. Because everything that is not your core self, everything that is not, that doesn't match that vibration or that flavor of you, is either going away, it's changing so it can vibrate to where you are. Everything's getting rearranged. It's like rearranging your house. One day you walk in and all the furniture is different and nobody asked you where you wanted your couch. You're just like, where's my couch? So this is not a mental choice. It's not like your mind decided one day, okay, I'm now going to change my entire life. This is the truth within that's taking over everything, okay, everything that is now going to match your true self. So, and I can get more into that a little later. So because of this, this awakening, this true self, let's say your true self is this huge light, because it is, okay? It's very, very bright. It's a consciousness. It's an awareness. So everything, like I said, that is not that is coming up to be purified. So the more light you have in you, which is growing every single moment of every single day, the more stuff is being brought up. It's like walking into a cave that's completely dark, and all it takes is one little match, and you can see the corners of the cave. So all your stuff that's been sitting there, all the unhealed and unresolved emotions, situations, relationships. Everything is purifying to meet that higher vibration of your light. And the freedom that is you really, okay, the freedom that is this true self, is freeing up everything. So the level and the consistent, deep emotional stuff that you feel is because all your light is bringing everything to the surface 24 hours a day. It's a purification process that has begun when awakening happens. And this purification process will go until it's done. And so one of the traps that can happen, well, there's two traps, we could say. Well, there's many, but I'm going to talk about two. One of the traps that can happen is looking to feel better. You may not feel better. You may not feel happier. But it doesn't mean you're not okay. Because this light is that match in the cave, it's always lit now. It doesn't go out. So the stuff is just constantly coming up. So if you're looking to feel better as a result, to know that you're okay, that may not happen. To know that things are going crazy right now internally, you know, again, this creates us being able to socialize, feel really hard. We're just like, blah, you know, kind of like drooling sometimes because we're just so emotional and so sensitive. That is okay. You may not feel emotionally better. You know, we have days of when we feel better, right? Or we have moments. But looking to feel better is a setup for disappointment. The best thing you can do is accept this is just what's going on right now, and it's okay. The second trap is trying to go back to who you were before you woke up. Can't happen. No matter how much you try to be who you were before your light turned on inside, it just can't happen. So one of the practices is to practice being really present, which is what I'm going to talk about in a moment. To practice almost like you have amnesia. You can't remember who you used to be, and all you have is now. Right now, and right now, and right now again. So there's an image that I have when I talk about that. It's like standing or sitting, but your eyes are facing forward. And you're not going back. You're not taking your eyes and trying to make them go to the back of your head and looking at what used to be. You're right here, right now. Here again, here again, here again, here again. And when you practice being here, right now, that's what actually gives you the knowing of what to do about what's happening in your life. If you go to the memory of what used to be, you're not being present to the guidance that can come through right here, right now. And this practice of being present is extremely challenging because our minds are so busy, right? It's very noisy. We have all of this stuff that's being brought up to the surface to purify, and that's really noisy. So all of these things can pull our awareness out of the moment, right? So it's a practice. It's a practice. Here now, here now. So I want to go into today's spiritual exercise, okay, to help strengthen you, help strengthen your core. Now, when your emotions are flying high and they're going crazy, here's the practice. You're just going to let them be exactly as they are. Just let it be. Just feel how you feel. That's it. No fixing. No mentally trying to understand or denying or avoiding, because none of that works. right? We try to avoid our feelings, and it just doesn't work because they're coming up louder and faster than ever. So your exercise is how to relax, surrender. It's kind of like falling backwards into yourself, like taking the nesty plunge and allowing all your feelings to just be. So let's just practice that right now. Let's just take a moment. Whatever you're feeling in this moment, just practice letting it be exactly as it is. Just let it be. It's not right. It's not wrong. There's nowhere to get. It's energy doing its thing. Now, as you're practicing just letting your feeling be there, try to just, I don't want to say try, take the label of what your feeling is off. So if you're sad or if you're excited or if you're happy, whatever it may be, allow that label to just drop, like there's no label for how you feel. And let the energy of whatever you're feeling just be what it is. Just let the energy be there. Now, like I said, it's really hard for me to talk about stuff without healing coming through. So right now, as you all are practicing just letting your feeling be there, Spirit's going to come through now, and they're going to help do some clearing and release with this feeling. So I'm going to be quiet for a moment. And all you have to do is just stay present and let the healing come in. Good. And just let it be whatever it is. Just let it be. And what happens a lot of times when we just practice feeling how we feel without trying to get somewhere with it, fix it, the presence of just letting it be actually can allow a lot of information to start coming to you about your feeling. It can actually start allowing that feeling to heal, to dance, to move, to breathe. So your presence is like your best friend that can come sit with you in your feelings and just listen. And I want to share with you something that really helps me feel my feelings. Now, what can happen when our feelings are strong is we have a knee-jerk reaction to contract away, right? Like, oh, I don't want to feel this feeling. And when we either shut down or we just contract really fast. So I want to share this sentence with you that really helps me. Is I feel my feeling and I say to it, thank you for showing up. Now I can love you. So just try that. Say to the feeling that you're having or a feeling that you have had that's been really hard or a situation. Become extremely present with it, as present as you can, and say to it, thank you for showing up. Now I can love you. And just feel what happens. Just be. The other thing that's very common that happens when we practice being present is it starts in our minds, right? So as a feeling comes up, our minds will say, okay, I'm going to practice just feeling the feeling. And so the mind starts to watch the feeling. If you can just hang out with that, just allow that to be part of the process, at some point, something in you truly becomes present with the feeling. And that's when the magic starts happening. Now, I'm creating a MP3 with a more in-depth process of how to feel your feelings, which I know sounds like how to feel your feelings, like it's so archaic in a certain way, but we don't really know how. We're not taught just feel your feeling. We're taught fix it, heal it, get rid of it, burn it away, right? How do we actually just have our feelings? They're okay. And so to get that MP3, you can go to my website. It's Ambujam Healing, AmbuJam, the word healing.com. And on that first page, on the home page, you'll see sign up here for your free gift. So once you get on my email list, I will send you that MP3. And the other thing I actually wanted to share, we're going to go on break very soon. I wanted to share that I'm doing one of my intentional group power healings this Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you go to my website, ambujamhealing.com, and go to the next group power call, you'll see all the information on there. And that healing will actually be done in silence. It's the first healing of its kind like that. And I'll explain a little bit more of that before we end the show today. So why don't you now get in the queue? I would love, love, love to hear from you. And that phone number again is 617-237-1234, 617-237-1234. And the 866 number is 866-338-9663, 866-338-9663. And I would love to take as many calls as I can. So be as brief as you can with your question, and can't wait to hear from you and talk with you.
The pressure is on. Can you feel it? Life as we've known it is no longer working. Why? We are awakening. The true core self is alive within us now and has a new life to live. What does this mean? How do we live from here? Join us live every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern as spiritual embodiment coach and trainer Ambujam Rose explains this mass awakening. Ambujam's direct approach teaches you how to navigate this new wild ride, educates you on how to strengthen your spiritual core, and takes your calls for personal spiritual core training. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Sundays 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Embody and strengthen your spiritual core faster and easier with Ambujam's intentional group power healings done by phone. The power of unified group intention multiplies your capacity to heal. Healing energies amplify, allowing your complex karmic issues to awaken and heal faster. Your alignment with your true core self is magnified and reinforced. The combined group intention for self-awareness and healing sparks graceful healing and effortless forward movement for all. To join the next group power session, visit ambujamhealing.com for details.
Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Step into who you are faster and easier with private spiritual core training sessions with Ambujam. Ambujam sees where you are on the path and helps you stay on the path. Her gifts help you find the truth within and live that truth throughout all aspects of your life. She's relentless in helping you cross those big, scary thresholds and heal your past pain, making it easier than you ever thought it could be. Ambujam's private sessions accelerate your ability to step into who you are and get on with it. All sessions are done by phone, Skype, or FaceTime. To schedule your private session, visit AbuJamHealing.com.
Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. We are back. This is the Spiritual Embodiment Training Show with me, your host, Ambujam Rose. We are talking about awakening today and why our emotions are so strong and crazy. And so we're going to take our first caller today. This is Maureen from San Diego. Hey, Maureen.
Hi, Ambujam. How are you?
Hi. I'm really well.
Thank you so much. You're a blessing, and I really appreciate the exercise we just did.
You're welcome. And tell me what's happening with you.
I just reunited it's a little over a month ago with someone that I went out with 7 years ago, and it's a lot of magic happening and a lot of emotions from feelings that have come up, and it's been wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I just had a family sister wedding, and he said that he wanted to come with me. So that was really exciting, and I have all these feelings, and I'm just trying to stay in my body and keep my feet on the ground.
Mm. Yes. I don't know what you're talking about.
Love is in the air.
Okay. Now, this is what I'm getting to tell you about this experience of this man, okay? And it's really interesting that you say you're just trying to keep your feet on the ground, okay? Now, we're on the radio, so this is just really interesting that this is what wants to come up, because many people are going to hear this, and I just feel like this is important, okay? Your past life with this person, there's a dynamic that what is coming around again is for you to really be in your power and empowered in yourself, and to be so clear in what feels good and what doesn't, and to say yes when you mean yes and no when you mean no.
Mm.
Now, that is not the only reason why this person's in your life, but what's coming up really strong, because it's totally related to what you're saying about you're just trying to really stay grounded. One of the reasons in this experience with this person of why it's so challenging to stay grounded is because of the past experiences of coming out of your body, giving your power away, and being enslaved before.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a whole different choice to really be in your body and be with what's really true.
Okay.
So it's a huge gift, because it's not about him. It's about you, right? He triggers, like, all this excitement, like, right? Like a million things at once is being triggered by this person, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. It's not bad. There's just an excitement and a very specific kind of sporadic energy that gets triggered with this person. So to really be grounded here, really present, we could say quiet and still. Not only is it challenging because of the awakening going on with all this stuff going all over the place, but it's extra challenging because of being out of your body and all of the stuff that gets triggered before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big job.
Yes.
And yes. You can do it because it's the opportunity that's being given to you. Now, the other thing is you have a lot of support spiritually to help you because it's being offered. You know, it's like, here it comes again. Here's your new dynamic, your new empowered way. And then, you know, and I'm fast-forwarding a little bit here. When you can really be in that practice, because it's a practice, the fun that the two of you can connect with is even stronger.
Awesome.
And so we could say a barometer of how embodied you are is when it's more chaotic with him, that's a sign to show you that you're not really in.
Mm-hmm.
When it's more simple and fun, it's connecting to more of a core essence of you two besides the wounding. So the noisy stuff is the wounding, we'll say, the emotional stuff.
Yeah.
The quiet still is the fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the simpleness.
Beautiful.
So it's loaded. This is a very loaded relationship. Now, I just want to speak to the enslavement for a moment because that's a really big word. There was some stuff in the past where it's not like, you know, your relationship has had many lifetimes together with other people. So there's this experience of feeling like what you want or your authority has been taken away because it has. And so basically how all of that heals is by you being present, clear, simple, and quiet now. And it's a huge healing that ripples out. Huge healing.
Beautiful. So profound. I really appreciate this, Ellen Young. Incredible.
Thank you for putting yourself out there and asking the question. It's so interesting, right? It's like, oh, I have this relationship. And then... And then having no idea what the answer is, right? It's like all of this profound, like, past about you and embodying you, right? It's really, really beautiful. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much. I see how much I've evolved since the last time we went out. And it's just my spiritual growth has expanded so much that I feel completely different than I was 7 years ago. So that's really a great thing to witness for me.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, one more thing I want to say is that what you've done also in your life with relationships and situation and work, you've been ripening and ripening this whole empowerment thing. And so now he comes along and you're like, oh, yeah, I've been going to my spiritual gym for a little while anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I've got some more muscle strength to lift those extra 5 pounds than I did 6 months ago even, right? So it's good.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Maureen.
Blessings.
Well, thank you.
Thank
Blessings
you.
To you. So I just want to speak to that for a moment. When we meet people, which is most people, most people in our lives we have a past with. And so how we feel inside, and this is where a lot of awareness and discernment comes in, a lot of things that we feel presently with someone is our past stuff that's not healed yet. So let's say you could have 3 people in front of you, and one person you feel really good and loving with, and it's really easy, and another person could, you know, it could be the same situation, but you could feel really, really, maybe really scared and not good enough. You know, and then you have the 3rd person where you could just feel like, oh, my God, I'm on cloud 9 all the time. You know, where are all these feelings coming from? It's mostly not now. So the relationships that come into our lives are very, very profound, and they are there like a mirror to show us ourselves. So if you're standing in front of me and I'm standing in front of you, we could say we're like reaching into each other. You know, this is all unconscious, of course. And I'm pulling out all this stuff in you, and you're pulling out all this stuff in me because we're triggering each other. We're triggering love. We're triggering, you know, grief, whatever, you know, you name it, it's being triggered. So it's really important, you know, and this is a whole other show about past lives and karma. it's really important for us to be empowered, to really take the time to ask ourselves, what am I feeling and why? So that's a very, very, very important and significant thing. So what I want to do right now is I want to take the next caller, and then we'll do what we can do and then go into break probably for the rest of the call. So let's take our next caller. So we have Raquel from Oakland.
Hello, Uncle John.
Hey, Raquel. So we have about a minute. So why don't you say what you're going to say, and then we'll do what we can and then go into the rest when we get back.
Okay, just looking at, I'm experiencing a lot of anxiety within my body and around me, and just wondering what that is. And the first thought I got from it was that I just keep looking, sort of what we did, keep looking for problems to solve, or everything, looking at things as if they are problems.
Yes. So that is definitely a pattern that is playing. Oh, this is so interesting. The other thing is actually why we need to spend more time on this. The other thing is some of that anxiety is not yours. So you have your own, and then you've got the stuff around you that's not yours, which is we're going to get into that deeper when we come back. So stay on the phone, okay?
Okay.
And then we're going to pick up. We're going to pick up right where we left off. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Spiritual Embodiment Training Show with me, Amu Jumrose.
The pressure is on. Can you feel it? Life as we've known it is no longer working. Why? We are awakening. The true core self is alive within us now and has a new life to live. What does this mean? How do we live from here? Join us live every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern as spiritual embodiment coach and trainer Ambu Jumrose explains this mass awakening. Ambu Jam's direct approach teaches you how to navigate this new wild ride, educates you on how to strengthen your spiritual core, and takes your calls for personal spiritual core training. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Step into who you are faster and easier with private spiritual core training sessions with Ambu Jam. Ambu Jam sees where you are on the path and helps you stay on the path. Her gifts help you find the truth within and live that truth throughout all aspects of your life. She's relentless in helping you cross those big, scary thresholds and heal your past pain, making it easier than you ever thought it could be. Ambu Jam's private sessions accelerate your ability to step into who you are and get on with it. All sessions are done by phone, Skype, or FaceTime. To schedule your private session, visit AmbuJamHealing.com.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Tune in every first Sunday at 6 p.m. for Maximum Success, the Coach Brew Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance.
This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Embody and strengthen your spiritual core faster and easier with Ambujam's intentional group power healings done by phone. The power of unified group intention multiplies your capacity to heal. Healing energies amplify, allowing your complex karmic issues to awaken and heal faster. Your alignment with your true core self is magnified and reinforced. The combined group intention for self-awareness and healing sparks graceful healing and effortless forward movement for all. To join the next group power session, visit AmbujamHealing.com for details.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Hello, everybody. We are back with Spiritual Embodiment Training Show with Ambujam Rose, and we were talking about awakening today and how to feel your feelings. And we have Raquel on the phone today. Hey, Raquel.
Hello.
And we are picking up on Raquel's anxiety, and what we were talking about was her desire to continue to look for what's wrong. And then the other piece around you, what I'm seeing, this anxiety, is a lot of what the planet is going through. So I want to speak to that for a moment. You as an individual, and I'm talking to everybody listening here, how you're feeling and all the emotions that you're happening, you know, that's happening in you, that's happening to everybody on this planet, okay? So the level of anxiety, just how you experience yourself right now, you know, imagine us all feeling that all at the same time and all of the energy that's creating. So a practice to come back to yourself when you're, you know, having, when everything is amplified, we could say, is to actually start focusing on your breath and take in three conscious breaths. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth three times. Once you do that, bring your awareness to your heart center, which is right in the center of your chest. And just breathe with your heart. So you're partnering with your heart center. You're partnering with your heart energy. And you want to stay in that practice until you can start feeling stuff kind of melt away. Now, I know we can't do this when we're driving a car or when we're out at work and we're, you know, really triggered, right? You can do little tiny ones. You know, breathing you can always do. Bringing your awareness to your heart is challenging when we're really busy. So, Raquel, I feel like a lot of that anxiety is not yours. It's the what's happening on the planet. So if you can practice that breathing and coming into your heart, then you'll be able to discern what's the stuff that you need to still learn about yourself, of what's creating anxiety, and what's not yours. Okay?
Okay.
All right, love. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
So it's really, you know, a question, how do we discern what's ours and what's not ours, right? That's another show we could do. Our feelings can be very, very, very amplified right now. So the more we can recognize who we really are, you know, what are our energy signatures, what are our feelings, then we can recognize when it's being amplified. We can recognize when it's not ours. So knowing the self is key. And again, that can be in meditation, just simply sitting quietly with yourself helps you know yourself. So let's take our next caller, Nikki from Orlando. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Ambujam.
Hi,
how
Nikki. I'm good.
You know, I'm doing so much energy work. And let me tell you, I am exhausted. I just feel so tired. I'd like to know if it's the planet energy or doing too much.
Okay, the tiredness, I'm really glad that you brought that up. So many people the last couple of weeks, last two or three weeks, have been feeling just exhausted.
Yeah.
There is so much energy moving through this planet on a daily basis is just simplifying it, really. Our dense bodies, our human body, the consciousness is very dense. And so this frequency, as these higher frequencies are moving through, it's really tiring our systems. That's a very simple answer to why we're tired. There's also, we are literally moving through different levels of consciousness and reality every day. And so it's like teleporting. It's like we're being teleported like in the old show Star Trek, except we don't go into a little machine. It's actually happening right now. The second thing that I feel when you talk about all the energy work you're doing, and I don't want to speak for you because this is important for you to discern.
Right.
And at the same point, I want to say it feels like it's going overboard because you're burnt. So learn the difference of when it's too much information of when it's, this is just right.
Okay.
And I feel like you already know, but for some reason you're not listening.
Yes.
To that. So, yeah, you already know. So that's a great start. It's like, it was right about there that I was doing too much. Right?
Right, yeah.
So really pay attention. Really, really, really pay attention. Because our energies now, you know, we can't afford to not listen anymore, right?
Right. So this is a combination of the planet's energy and plus I'm doing too much, you would say.
Yes. I would say,
both. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
All right, love. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. I have a feeling. Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, so, you know, our internal guidance always knows, truly, right? So whenever I'm doing a private session with somebody or when I'm doing a group session, I never tell anybody what they don't already know somewhere inside. I'm just acknowledging what you already know. And it's like, oh, man, I knew that. Or, even though I would have not used exactly those words, I already know. So practice, you know, this is a whole another practice, actually. Practice just listening to your guidance for one day. Do everything your guidance tells you to do. Don't override it. Right? It's like, that little thing, no, and I don't really think it knows what it's talking about. It can't be that simple or it can't be that true. What if you gave yourself 24 hours, well, probably 10 because, you know, we sleep, to just practice listening to your guidance and what it has to tell you. Just give that a shot just for one day. You know, you can take a Saturday or a Sunday and just play, you know? Okay, let's take our next caller, Jessica from Fairfax.
Hi, Ambujam.
Hey, Jessica.
Hi. So when you're talking particularly about, you know, feeling the feelings with the second to last caller, I started planning everything I was going to eat and smoke and do in order to, because, like, the feelings just come on so strong, and I just want to have a slice of pizza.
Okay. Now, this is good. You get to just feel those feelings too. Just keep feeling. It's super subtle, right? So judgment is one of those things that's really fast and really subtle. So I go, okay, I'm not going to judge myself today. Oh, man, I should have done that yesterday. Oh, shoot, I'm judging myself again, right? It's so fast. So feelings are very, very, very fast. So as you start going to feel your feelings, then the feeling of wanting a pizza or a cigarette come up. Well, then feel those. Just keep going. Keep feeling. It's like we are all shamans. Okay, we are all these magnificent beings, this spacious consciousness and energy. And that's where everything flows in and out of, right? So the feeling of wanting to smoke a cigarette gets triggered because of fear. And it can just flow right out. But what happens is you grab it and be like, no, stay with me, right? It's the going fishing. Let the fish swim, but don't put your pole in the water with food in it. Right? And I know this is way easier said than done. How do we just not attach to any feeling? It's really hard, but it's really the only practice. Let it flow. Let it all be there, the pizza, the cigarette. And this is another kind of, I'll say, it's a game to play with ourselves. When we're letting all of the feelings flow, they come and they go, they come and they go. When we're in that space, then we can truly know when to move on something and when not to. Versus doing something out of an emotional pendulum swing, right? Eat the pizza, don't eat the pizza, right? What if you just let eating pizza be there? And then you can actually see if you really want to eat the pizza, right? So the emotions want to, but do you?
Yeah, and that's actually probably my deeper question is kind of what to do next because it feels so confusing.
Yes. So again, this is a huge, you know, this is a huge practice, right? When we allow the feelings to just be there, and this is going to be different every single time, that's when we can know what to do next. Because if we're not acting on a feeling, it leaves room for the guidance to then come. So what we do is a feeling comes and we're like off and running, right? We're like, hey, our guidance is like, hello, where are you going? Right? So the more we practice just letting the feelings be there, the more we start to know ourselves of when to act, when not to. So that's a really good question.
Thank you. That's helpful.
Yeah. All right, my love. Thanks so much. We only have about 30 seconds here, so I want to say my goodbyes. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, love. So I want to thank you all for being here today with my show, Spiritual Embodiment Training Show. And gosh, this hour goes by so fast. I would really love to have the whole show be your calls. So please tune in every third Sunday of the month here at AM 1510 Live. And then you can hear me again on DreamVision7Radio.com every Monday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern. And I also want to remind you that I'm available for private sessions, and I do the intentional group power healings about twice per month. You can go to my site at ambujamhealing.com to sign up for your free MP3 gift, and that gift is going to be a deeper process of what we've done today about really practicing feeling your feelings. And what I want to leave you with today is you are okay. How you feel, what you're going through, it's all okay. Practice kindness, gentleness, and presence with yourself, knowing you are okay. So I would love to hear from you, what's going on in your life. Give me an email at ambujamhealing@gmail.com, and I will see you 3 weeks from now. Thanks again, everybody, and many blessings.
You've been listening to the Spiritual Embodiment Training Show with Ambujam, where you can know you're no longer alone in what you're experiencing. Learn how to navigate your wild ride of awakening and strengthen your spiritual core. Join Spiritual Embodiment Coach and Trainer Ambujam Rose live every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Listen again every Monday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. To attend Ambujam's intentional group power healing sessions and to schedule your private spiritual core training sessions, go to ambujamhealing.com.